Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm Lucky.
Here I go! This hand of mine is burning red!
And I'm Michael. Realize the only ones who should kill are those who are prepared to be killed.
Johnny.
Your darkness swallowed up my son? Who decided that?
Erupting! Burning!
Now all of you.
Die.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael.
I am a Johnny.
And this is Anime Casuals Weekend Talk 136. We've been doing this 136 weeks in a, well, sort of in a row.
Mostly.
Johnny's here with a new haircut that you can't see, and I'm here with my old haircut from last time. Yeah, look at that. So we are, we normally arrange all these episodes by hype list. Sometimes we figure that out and sometimes we don't. But today we are in this order. Konosuba, season 1, episode 3. Dr. Stone, season 3, episode 3. Hell's Paradise, season 1, episode 4. And Demon Slayer, it's like season 3, episode 3, I think. My helpful notes were Crunchyroll, and Crunchyroll failed me by not having the right thing. Yeah, it's season 3, episode 3. So, we're going to go in that order, because honestly, Konosuba was funny, but not really worthy of talking about.
Yeah.
There was, the cat got a name, it was a creepy dude, and what happened at the end? Something happened at the end. That's sort of ever.
It was a lot of minor interactions, and I don't know. I don't know what I expect. I mean, I guess that's kind of what the Megumin spinoff is. But I mean,
the Oracle thing.
I don't know. I just need more. I don't know. There's not enough of that balance of different personalities like in the original. And yeah. I'll be honest, I'm not. This isn't grabbing me as much as I thought it would. I'm still watching it. I'm still hanging on, but I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
It's missing things. I can't word it.
Because it's trying to do this whole thing where it's like, hey, look at the past, look where Megumin comes from. And they keep doing some little name drops here and there.
Yeah.
And it started off really good with like this elf girl not knowing who that is, why she fought a giant dragon, why that's her other half. But it quickly steered far away from that and is now just going, Megumin at school. And unfortunately, it lacks a lot of the stuff that a normal school anime would. It's like the variety of characters, all different personality. They're going through some hardships. And it's kind of really taken lead on the Konosuba comedy train, which it is funny, but not in the same funny that Konosuba season 1 and 2 are. I think the funniest thing, I don't know, to me, that happened during this episode was the whole Oracle thing, where this girl that his name's like stupid idiot.
Okay, yeah, sure.
The pervy guy basically was hitting on this girl who's also an oracle. She then divines his love fortune and nothing shows up. And then he runs out basically going like, oh, you've rejected me in the worst way by basically saying I'll never meet anybody. And then she describes, Megumin and Yunyun ask her going, hey, have you ever divined your own love? And she goes, oh, well, for oracles, you can't actually see their future. Which kind of makes sense. It's like Oracle business.
I think that's a funny little thing if that was just... Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
No, and so, like, I think that's implying the fact that, hey, she is gonna fall in love with this guy. This creepy, gross guy. Which I'm like, that's really funny. And I don't know, I really appreciate that. Now we can stop dealing with them. Now we're away from them. This has been 2 episodes in a row that have been around this guy. I'm like, we got it. Let's move on. Let's go. Let's work on some cool stuff.
See, I was with him like with the crazy antics, but I don't know. I just didn't really get much out of this one. I mean, the whole like, yes, I've dug a hole so that the woman I you know, want to meet will find me and rescue me. That I was like, that's absurd, guy. Good luck.
And then it was like, if he got out of the hole, then he'd be like, oh, now she's going to get trapped in the hole. And I'm like, you're just not good, not a good human. And that's kind of what Konosuba was about.
Yeah, not a whole lot.
Yeah. Then we had Dr. Stone, season 3, episode 3. And this one is actually, I think it's like called like New World. It actually might just be season 2, episode 3, because I think the other one was like 2 cores worth. No, it's season 3, because the other one was like 12 episodes. Got it. Done being confused. This one was really cool because they found oil. They discovered like boars that, and I actually think like that story was true about like how people initially found oil, is they found a boar that smelled like oil. And they're like, what's going on with this boar? Like, why does it stink so much? And then they followed it back to the mud it was playing around, and it was just like a black pool of oil.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, perfect. So we'll just take this and we'll make some fuel out of it. And I was like, that's super cool. I love that.
Yeah. They made some pretty big leaps in this episode, actually. I mean, very, very casually.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, farming, bam. You know, I don't know, you can call it just gourmet. I mean, I don't know if truffles makes the difference, you know, makes or breaks, you know, otherwise.
It does.
You know, truffles, next level gourmet.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, oil. So then they went straight to an engine, which I thought we were going to have to see something like, okay, we got to make a mold for this thing, but otherwise that should be easy. We'll just put it all together.
They made a steam engine already, so apparently they can just make a metal engine.
Quick scene cut. Like, no, we already made that. Whatever, don't worry about it. We can do all that.
Which, to be fair, I'm like, go ahead. Take the anime reins. Like, let's go. Let's get beyond this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Every episode, they're like, in a few months past. And a few months past. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. All of this would take a really long, like, to initially farm and then get a whole farm going and then getting to your first harvest. That takes time.
Yeah.
And this anime is like, nah. Just fast forward. We don't need to watch them do this.
Mm-hmm. We've already seen similar things, yes. So we're good.
Yeah, who knows how long it actually took to make that engine. But, you know, that doesn't matter right now. And watching the reactions, like watching the people from the past, like Senku, and then watching the science guy, like them all gathered on this little wooden, like literally wooden boat. And then watching this engine just go off, I was like, that's really fun. That's really fun for all of them to experience, to get this, like, this sense of technology back that we can move faster than a horse, which I think is like moving faster than an animal means that you've made it. You've made it in technology. Because shortening travel times and shortening the distance between people, I think, is the most apparent use of technology.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely doing some crazy things. I mean, even the, I don't remember, was it a car or, like, was it a full tank?
Oh, it was like a steam tank.
Yeah, a steam tank, which was really just a big bulldozer kind of thing. But, I mean, that thing was pretty cool. But, yeah, now we're getting into speed.
Yeah, this is making speedboats and stuff. And I'm kind of wondering, how are they going to make an engine big enough for the big ship? But
sure.
Also really goes to show you, it's been a few months and that ship is, like, almost half built, if that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's true. Without a lot of like today's technology, ships take a long time to build.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. I just liked, got to see little watermelon girl again because she's really funny.
I don't remember her getting a dog. Did that happen in,
I think it happened movie? In a previous.
I just don't remember or something?
No, I think it happened in a previous season.
Okay.
Because it's been a while.
I just don't remember the dog, but I like how they're just taking liberties with that character and sometimes just not drawing the rest of her. Like, no, she's just a melon head. She's fine. She can just hop around the screen. You know, that's her walking. That's okay. I'm like, well, all right, sure. Why not? Just make fun of this little girl that has terrible eyesight and
literally
wears a watermelon helmet religiously. I don't know. I don't know what you can call it, but I mean, man, she's very attached to it.
Hey, one day there'll be a whole league of watermelon heads. Following her around.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And all spinning, just rolling around. It'll be terrifying. It'll be like a biker gang, but watermelons.
These are my seeds and just a bunch of little watermelon children.
Come here, watermelon children. We shall take over the land.
So I don't know. That's cool, though.
Do a flash forward. 2 years from now. Okay. Getting too deep in the scene. That was all really fun. And then basically they were like, oh, this boar helped us out. Now we kill it. It's like, nah. The butler going, that one smells like oil. Probably tastes like oil. It's cool. We'll use the ones that we captured already in our breeding to do this. But also, let's make sure that boar doesn't do anything anymore because it ate the truffles. Now your dog's going to do it. I'm like, yep.
Yeah, that's true. Now they can definitely do that since the dog isn't going to eat it.
Yeah. You know what? That's also like kind of interesting. What did 1300 years do to dogs? Did it like reverse the
domestication?
Yeah, the domestication on dogs.
I don't know.
That's did they still have that somewhere in their genes coming 1300 years in the future?
That is a very interesting question. I don't know. I would like to see that. I don't think they'll ever go. That'd be like going back in time at this point with the series. But it'd be cool to see. You know, like, whoa, it's a cow. It's just as dumb as cows now.
Yeah.
It wants to be our friends.
See, that's, I don't know. Those are parts of this world that I'm really looking forward to, is them adventuring across the ocean and then seeing how this whole petrification thing has handled other parts of the world. Honestly, apocalyptic situations, I just want to see how the world is more than I want to see the characters' like stories.
Yeah, kind of. I really want to see like what else is out there.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see who else made it. Because obviously, you know, there are some people. I mean, who knows?
Someone's out there.
I just want to see it.
Yeah, and that was the thing at the end. Was that...
And whoever's on that radio
too. Oh my god, that was literally awful. They get like this Morse code message over the radio, which I'm assuming has been going on forever. Like, somebody set that up, and either it's been lasting, like, 1,000 years, which I doubt. That seems impossible. Or somebody else woke up, because it makes sense that somebody else fell into the same situation that Senku did. Mm. There's, like, not a 1 in a billion chance that Senku, like, even with him counting the whole time, he couldn't affect where he's going. He just had to be in the cave at some point. And unless his dad did it. No, okay, anyway. his dad found his statue, just put him in this cave, and was like, this is good enough. No, because his dad was still in space. Never mind.
Put him under this bat poop for fun.
Yeah, get in this bat poop. Yeah, and so they get this Morse code message that just says why over and over again. And if you think about that, like someone just looking at you and saying, why? 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 And that's creepy enough as is, because they're literally asking who petrified us and why'd you do it. And I'm like, that's disturbing. It was very disturbing the way they interacted. But I'm excited to see. Yeah. It was good. It was good. Yeah. Hell's Paradise was really good. A little informative, but a lot of good fight scenes. They fought a giant fish thing, a dude with hands coming out of his eyes, a bunch of monsters. Apparently the moths don't matter anymore, and then the centipedes also don't matter. So I don't know. What'd you really like in this Hell's Paradise episode?
I mean, it was interesting seeing. It was like you said, it was very informative as far as like, you know, we get to learn a bit more about the landscape, the creatures of this world and this terrible place that's like a purgatory. I don't know. That just makes things into monsters.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we get to meet like a Kunoichi, which I think was kind of funny. And she's like one of the prisoners, which I also thought it was, she has two of these guards guys, because one guy was like, yeah, my person, he got murdered. So after that, I decided she was too dangerous. So I'm going to hang out and watch her too. So I was like, okay, sure. That's some pretty heavy logic, but yeah, no, I get it.
But I feel like Loki, he's like, oh damn, she's hot. I'll follow her.
Yeah, they did mention that afterward. Like, he's a sucker for ladies.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, of course he is. And then the other guy seems the perfect matchup for her, kind of being like what seems like a little nerdy of a guy and like just kind of being here. And I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah, you won't be seduced, my dude.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping he's like really terrifying and dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, hey, don't touch me or I'll kill you.
I'll slice off your fingernails
right now. But I mean, just seeing her trying to, you know, tempt Gabimaru and everything, and just all of her interactions, and then the last one even where she's like, you know, magic cylinder, I turned the tables on you, and now I've got you in a crazy hold. You know, I thought that was like, oh, you know, she is still a ninja. You can't really, you got to be ready for that. I wonder if she was like testing him every time she tried. Like,
yeah.
How's this approach? But. It was just an interesting kind of a introduction to a character.
Yeah.
Even the rest of the episode is pretty much the same thing, but yeah.
Also, post that, we see that extra guy, not the seduced guy, the executioner, that's like carrying our girl, and she's just dead weight, and he's just fully like princess carrying her, and I'm like, okay.
Well, because yeah, she fell down for some reason. I don't know why.
She's just having, you know, mental health things that she needs to work through, you know, should I be an executioner? Can I bear the weight of all the people I've killed? You know, all those good things.
I mean, hopefully it's that, not like a bug. I mean, that one guy.
I thought it was a bug, but you would feel like she would be, like, his hand turned into a flower pretty quickly.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He got stung and didn't even realize it until he saw the thing. That's why I'm like, what is up with that? Are these things just that sneaky or what? So, I mean, I don't think we're going to end up doing that just because it'd be too late and she'd already be turning into a flower. But, I mean, yeah, brain still goes there. Like, uh-oh. Oh. But, yeah.
Yeah. And then we kind of learned about another one of the prisoners, like him and his brother. His brother, like, became an executioner basically to break him out and basically sent him the mission about how to get pardoned by going to Hell's Paradise. I'm just going to call it Hell's Paradise because that's got to be what it's called. And get the Elixir of Life. So now they're both kind of adventuring forward. And I like their like little back and forth. I actually thought the brother was really going to leave him because I thought that would have been brutal.
I thought that was because he was saying the whole thing like he knows the plan and he knows how to read a situation. I definitely thought he was like, oh, if I save my brother, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Situation red. See ya. But no, he just got a bigger axe.
Yeah, and all of those things carry, all those creatures like carry weapons. So why not use one of their weapons? And to be fair, he got a huge axe. He got a really big axe. So I was like, that's pretty cool. I'm interested to see what's going to happen because both Gabimaru, the brother, and the brother guy were both like, oh, there's so many of these creatures. We should just not be here. We should just leave. And they both had like a little story about knowing when to fight and knowing when to run away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's pretty cool. Like, they both respect, like, the creatures that live here and basically like, nah, I'm not going to deal with that. I'm going to leave. And I'm like, that's fair. This is all horrifying business.
Yeah, I mean, that is what one of those, demons, I'm going to call them, was saying, like, hey, murder is a sin. You know, all life is precious, stuff like that. So I was like, I wonder if they're just bringing more, like, death onto themselves, those other two guys.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Have to see what happens.
Yeah, definitely we'll have to see what happens. Finishing off, we got Demon Slayer and whatever else Johnny and I want to talk about, which is probably very little. Demon Slayer is hype. It's really good. This is the Swordsmith Village arc. And we have this, like, lovely little moment where Tanjiro and the little dude, a little swordsmith guy, find a 300-year-old sword sitting inside the old Hashira robot. And they both look at each other. And Tanjiro has the funniest thing that's happening, which also says Demon Slayer is really good to go from serious to comedic. Is the swordsmith guy was like, obviously, you're going to take it. You broke open the head. You get to have the sword. And Tanjiro was like, I'm not worthy. Don't look at me. He's like, you got to take it. And he's like, no. And then they just start battling each other with the sword. And then out of nowhere, Hanazazuka, I think is his name. He comes out looking like the Hulk, this man. And he just goes, no, I'll take care of it. And he just grabs the sword and they all start playing tug of war.
Yeah, just keep saying like weird statements like, leave it to me.
Yeah, leave it to me. Anything, leave it to me. It was really, really good. And I enjoyed that. Basically, he goes, I'm going to go polish the sword. And then we see some really crazy cuts. We see a vase that sucks a dude into it. And basically the triggering of what might be the next, like the rest of the series, which is definitely going to be, I think, an epic thing of Hashiras versus upper rank demons trying to defend a swordsmith village. The sword is probably going to be important. It's going to be crazy. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, there is definitely a lot, and I'm surprised that they're going so quickly into this series as they are. So, definitely excited to see what happens, because, I mean, if they were already kicking off, I mean, it's either going to be a short season or it's going to be a lot that they need to show.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's interesting is now we've kind of seen both of these demons' powers, sort of. The Urn guy is still kind of a mystery, right? The urn guy can, like, summon things out of the urn. Because he summoned a wolf, He sucked another dude into it, like basically sucked him off of all of his blood. Uh-huh. And then the weird Hashiro with a big old lump on his head, every time he gets cut, he splits off and then has some new powers.
Yeah, I guess he becomes younger and stronger. Each like split off becomes younger and stronger.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if maybe that's the key, weirdly. Like, just get him to, like, baby form. But I don't know. It seems like it's not going to be that easy. I mean, I think they cut him already, like, 3 or 4 times. So there's got to be, like, 5 of them that they're at least fighting.
Yeah, I think there might be 6. But
it's not good.
No, it's not good. And that's the crazy part, is all of them have really wild powers. And they have the Urn guy to deal with, too. So, 2 upper-ranked demons. And both Hashiras are not on the table yet. And I'm just excited to see what's going to happen. We'll do a little call out for Netsuko and her adorable new hair. Mm-hmm. She is getting a lot more personality and a lot more screen time, and I love it.
Yeah. It makes you wonder what they're going to do, if they're going to give her kind of possibly even more lines, even if they're just like one word or something. But who knows?
Yeah. I just want to see her versus one of the upper-ranked demons, because I want to see, is she truly like upper-rank worthy? And if that's going to be, like, something in a future arc where they try to recruit her because she's so strong. Other theories involving Tanjiro blood, sun breathing, and her. So,
yeah.
You know, possibilities. I was excited. I'm excited for future Demon Slayer. Any other anime that you're excited you wanted to quickly chat about?
To be honest, I haven't been able to check anything out for this week. I do want to watch Mashal. I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, I've been watching Tonikawa, and that's just, you know, wholesome relationship anime. You know, everything's going nice and, you know, fine. It's my safe space. So, yeah. I know a bunch of stuff just came out, like, either yesterday or over the weekend, so I kind of got to jump in there. But, I mean,
there's, like, over a lot to look at. 35 things that are out this season. I guess a quick call out would be, like, My Home Hero. Mashal's definitely up there, and I got a cheat skill in Another World and became an unrivaled. I became unrivaled in the real world too.
My one hit kill sister is still the same.
Yeah,
it's as ridiculous as it should be.
And Birdie Wing, you gotta go watch a golf anime. I think probably Mashal is a good one to kind of stick with. For our next casual discussion, we're going to be talking about Kaguya-sama Love is War, the special 4-part series that came out. That apparently finished the series, and Johnny and I have both not watched that as of recording this. So we're both excited to watch it and finally finish a series that we kind of really, really enjoyed throughout all of its airing. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Share, review, like, subscribe, share with a friend. And, you know, we appreciate your views, we appreciate your listens, and thank you for everything you do. But, as always, we have a secret message for you. Keep
it
casual.
Just say, love is war.